Hi there, and welcome to today's meditation. My name is Jason Billows, and today we're going to be doing a walking meditation in nature. So if you haven't yet found yourself in nature, if you're still at home or leaving the house or walking down your driveway, perhaps just hit pause on this audio for just a few moments until you actually find yourself in nature. Ideally, you're going to be able to find a nature trail somewhere in the woods, maybe a path that you can take, but even a local park in your neighborhood or even walking on a quiet path in your neighborhood would be just fine as well. You know, ideally what we're looking for is a place where we can have a little bit of privacy. So it's okay if there's going to be noise and things going on around you, but ideally not a place where you're going to have dogs jumping up on you or where there's going to be lots of people that are trying to talk to you. So the practice that we're going to be doing today is a really beautiful self-care practice. It's very accessible, and we're going to be using our bodies in a really gentle way. We're just going to be bringing some intention to our experience of being in nature, and that's going to help us and aid us in practicing some mindfulness. And in doing that, we can, as you will see, sort of transcend the awareness that we typically have and peel back the layers and go a little bit deeper to practice mindfulness and sort of calm the noise around us and within us so that we can notice what's going on within ourselves a little bit better. When we can do that, we actually then not only allow ourselves to be more present in the space around us, but be more present with ourselves, and in doing so can identify some of the ways that we can perhaps start taking a little bit better care of ourselves. So the practice of mindfulness, or this walking meditation that we're going to be doing in nature today, in and of itself is an excellent self-care practice. But as I say, when we can strip away those layers and be a little bit more aware of what's actually going on within us, it also identifies or points to us what we can do in other areas of our lives to take better care of ourselves. Okay, so with that being said, let's get started. So by now, hopefully you've found yourself in nature, in a park, in the woods, on a trail, something like that. And if you're on a pathway, just step off to the side of the pathway for a moment. We're actually going to start this practice by just standing still. So I'd like you to begin by just closing down your eyes. Okay, just close down your eyes, and if you can, just stand in mountain pose. So standing tall, your feet can just be hip width apart. Stand up tall, just with your arms down at your sides. And imagine that there's a little thread that's pulling up out of the top of the crown of your head, and it's just pulling you up nice and tall. So as you do that, you can probably feel that your spine elongates. Allow your shoulders to drop down, your shoulder blades to drop down the back. You'll notice that as you stand taller, your ears will stack over your shoulders, which will stack over your hips, which will stack over your feet. This allows us to just get really grounded here. Now we're going to take a few nice big deep breaths here. So I'd like you to start by breathing into your belly. Allow yourself to fill up nice and full into those lungs, up through the top of the lungs. And when you get to the top of your breath, just hold it for a moment up here. And then have a nice, long, slow exhale. Pause for a moment at the bottom of that breath. And then we're going to take another big, deep breath in like that. Same thing from the bottom all the way up to the top. Hold at the top for just a moment. And then a nice, long, slow exhale. And when we extend our exhales longer than our inhales like this, it induces bradycardia. It actually slows down our heart. And that just helps us to immediately de-stress. It helps us to get a little bit more grounded. Okay. So take a couple more breaths like that. Just getting present here. And then after your next long exhale, just go ahead and slowly flutter your eyes open. And allow your breathing to just be natural. We're not going to rush it. We're not going to breathe quickly. We're not going to breathe slowly either. We're not going to necessarily breathe deeply or shallowly. We're just going to let our body do what it naturally wants to do without us controlling it. And now, without looking around, I just want you to be aware of what's happening around you. See if you can, instead of focusing on any one thing in particular, just try to take everything in at once. Sometimes it helps here if we kind of squint our eyes a little bit, it kind of softens our view of the world, allows us to just take things in. It can also help to try and, without moving your eyes, just try to look to your side. So try to look through your peripheral vision. Okay, this helps to expand our vision so that we're not looking through tunnel vision, we're not looking through these blinders, but it allows us to open up and see the things around us. And when you're looking in your peripheral vision, you may notice that you can actually slightly kind of start to see just everything off to the side and behind you as well, even just a little bit. So take all of this in at once. And as you do that, what do you notice? Again, not looking for something, a particular focus or any one thing in particular, but what do you notice about this experience of taking everything in at once? Okay, we're going to begin to walk now. We don't need a lot of space for this. We're actually going to be walking quite slowly, more of a stroll. Okay, so if you're in a small park, that's fine. You can walk around the park, walk on your path, walk through the woods, wherever you might be. We're just going to walk slowly. So as we begin walking here, I just want you to notice what's going on with your body. How does your body feel today? Do you have any aches, any pains? Do you feel like your body is moving well? How's your mobility? How about your energy? Are you sluggish today? Or are you actually energized being outside? So try to notice what's going on with your body here, but try to do so without judging, without labeling what's going on, without necessarily adding any stories to it. We just want to notice what's happening here in this moment. I realize that you may be sluggish or tired today because maybe you didn't sleep well, but we're going to let that story of why we're sluggish go. We're just going to be present here with the fact that we are sluggish, and we're not going to judge ourselves for that. We're just going to be present with it. Likewise, we're not really interested in the story about why we're energetic right now. We're just going to allow ourselves to experience it and be with that. As we're walking here, I want you to notice now what your foot strike is like. Is your foot like slow and intentional? Are your feet kind of wandering to find where they're going to land? Or do they have a very definite, intentional foot strike underneath them? As your foot strikes the ground, does it land softly or heavily? Try to notice the little details of what it's like to even just walk here. You know, when was the last time we actually noticed what it was like when we're walking? You know, do we walk from heel to toe? Or do our feet tend to land flat? Are you shuffling your feet? And do you feel yourself rolling to the outside or maybe the inside? And, you know, for the purposes of this meditation, there's no right or wrong. Again, we're not interested in the story around why you perhaps walk a certain way. Right now, we just want to be present with what's going on. Now I'd like you to turn your attention to the sensations on your skin. What does the air feel like right now on your skin? Is it warm? Is it cold? As that sensation of the air on your skin is felt, does it bring up any memories of any kind? Is there a breeze? And how does that impact you when you feel that air on your skin? You know, quite often these things that we notice will bring up memories. But what I'd like you to do is to see if you can allow those memories, those thoughts, those stories to drift away. Imagine when these thoughts come up that they're almost like a cloud in the sky. You can acknowledge that the cloud's there, but try not to engage with the story. Try not to engage with it. Just allow it to drift away as if it were a cloud in the sky that were kind of dissolving, floating away. Again, it's okay to acknowledge that we're having thoughts. Meditation and mindfulness is not a task to try and clear our mind of thoughts, but instead to allow those thoughts to move through us without having to engage with them, without having to go down that rabbit hole, so to speak. So can you let those thoughts just simply drift away so that you can be present in this moment? You see, when we have thoughts, when we're telling ourselves stories, when we're labeling things, those thoughts are always in the past or in the future. Have you noticed that? That when you're actually being present in the moment, there is very little thought that's taking place. Our thoughts are always about something that has happened, even if it happened just a moment ago. Or our thoughts are about something that is going to happen in the future, even if it's going to happen just a moment from now. So this is why in our mindfulness practice, we want to try and just allow those thoughts to drift away. Let's turn our attention now to the sounds around us. What do you hear? Do you hear wind perhaps blowing in the trees? Are there leaves still in the trees that are rustling or branches? Do you hear any birds? Maybe there's an airplane flying overhead. Maybe there's some kids playing nearby. Maybe you can hear their laughter. Now let's try and turn our attention from some of the bigger, more obvious sounds around us to some of the sounds that are perhaps a little bit more subtle. Can you hear the sound of your feet striking the ground? Where I'm walking right now, I can hear the snow crunching underneath my boots. Perhaps you can hear the hum of traffic off in the distance. Can you hear the sound of your breath? Quite often when we become present enough, when we allow ourselves to really be in the moment and allow ourselves to take in all of these things around us, an interesting thing can happen. Instead of taking everything in this way, becoming more noisy for us, we actually start to notice a lot of the little things. And so perhaps you can hear your breath going in and out. And sometimes we can even hear the rush of blood past our eardrums. And we can hear our heartbeat. So whatever you're hearing is fine, but just, again, see if you can allow yourself to not just take in the big and obvious sounds around you, but to notice the smaller, more subtle sounds. This is one of the fascinating things about practicing mindfulness or meditation on a consistent basis is that the more we practice, the more we can become more aware of what's happening in the present moment around us. And in doing so, we can bring our awareness from not just the big things but to the small things around us. And then that often allows us to notice the small things that are happening within us. So I'd like you to just stop walking here for a moment. Can you just stop and close your eyes down? And just take a moment here to land again. Just allow yourself to stand in mountain pose. Stand nice and tall with your arms down by your side. And just like you to notice, what is it like to be present here in this moment? What is it like here to be present in nature? How have you shifted, or how have you changed during just this short walking meditation? What's different about you here now in this moment? What's new? And what has shifted or changed for you, not just on the outside, perhaps in your body or in the way that you feel, the way your foot strikes or the mobility in your hips perhaps, but how do you feel inside? What is the sensations and the feelings that you're having right now with your emotions? With the feelings within you? You see, today all we've done on this mindfulness walk was to just be intentional about noticing the things that were going on around us. Not the big things, or not only the big things, but also these little things within us. And what you may have noticed is that in doing so, we start to peel back the layers. We start to take off the armor that we often keep on us throughout the day. And we allow ourselves to see what's on underneath. We allow ourselves to be aware of not only the great things that are there, but sometimes this can also expose some of the things that are not so great. Some of the wounds that we've been hiding, some of the irritations that we have been ignoring. And in allowing ourselves to become more present here, we can now see these things, and we can then make a choice. What will we do in our self-care practice to address these things? How will we take care of ourselves? Perhaps it means having a conversation with somebody. Perhaps it means taking better care of ourselves from a health perspective. Maybe it means drawing a nice warm bath for ourselves and just relaxing at night. What is it that you've noticed here today? And what will you do in your self-care practice going forward? Perhaps a mindfulness walk like this will be part of your self-care practice on a regular basis now. Or maybe this has just been an opportunity to unveil other things that you want to take on going forward. You know, when we practice mindfulness in this way, one of the incredible things that it does is it allows us to then bring this mindfulness and this ability to see more in the present into the rest of our lives. So as you go forward into the rest of your day, I would encourage you to bring this mindful state with you. Perhaps throughout the rest of the day now, you will notice the little things. Maybe you'll notice somebody's smile. Maybe you'll notice how somebody is trying to help you. Maybe you'll notice that when you ask somebody how they're doing, their response is perhaps not entirely authentic, and you see an opportunity for supporting them or being with them in some way. You know, often we're just too busy to notice these little things, but with this kind of a practice, that can shift, and it can become more common for us to notice the little things throughout our life. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and open up your eyes. But before I do, I'd like you to ask yourself, what can you do, or what will you do, to carry this feeling forward with you throughout the rest of the day? What do you have coming up on your schedule today? Who will you see and what will you do? How will you show up? And who will you be in those moments? When we can become more present in our lives, we can be more intentional about the way that we show up and the way that we live our lives. I'd encourage you that as this meditation comes to an end, that you not immediately turn on a podcast or some music, that you not call a friend, that you allow this meditation to come to an end, but then just enjoy the practice of being present as you return to your home or to your work or whatever you have next in your day. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Namaste.